Let's check now, ladies and gentlemen, our buddy Bill Melberg, who is in Chicago, an evening with the presidents.com. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, what do you say about Super Tuesday?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I say it was a mixed bag, that's for sure. Before heading into Super Tuesday, Mitt Romney won the Washington State Caucus last Saturday, giving him some added momentum going into Tuesday's big contest in the Buckeye State. And the Ohio Republican primary was a nail-biter, with the final outcome being a razor-thin margin of victory for Mitt Romney over Rick Santorum, 38% to 37%. A mere 12,000 votes separated the two rivals out of the more than 1 million votes that were cast in Ohio on Tuesday. As Mitt Romney said in Michigan the week before, he did not win by a lot, but he won by enough, barely enough, which must make some folks in the Republican establishment a little nervous. But there were 9 other contests on Super Tuesday, and Governor Romney won 5 of them. Alaska, Idaho, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Vermont. Although Senator Santorum lost Ohio by a hair, he racked up convincing wins in 3 other states, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Meanwhile, the biggest prize of the night, Georgia, went to Newt Gingrich. Speaker Gingrich won 47% of the vote in the Peach State. And this coming Tuesday, there will be 2 more showdowns in Alabama and Mississippi. But first, we'll be watching the caucus in Kansas tomorrow.
Indeed, we will. And joining us from the Jayhawk State are 2 former presidential candidates. Former Senator Bob Dole, a Kansas native. And former Vice President Al Gore. Good morning, gentlemen, and I understand you're watching the political action this morning from the Bob Dole Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas in Lawrence.
That's right, Stevie and Diane. Bob Dole and Al Gore are speaking to you live from the Bob Dole Institute.
I should remind our listeners that Bob Dole likes to refer to himself in the third person. In other words, Bob Dole says Bob Dole instead of I whenever he's talking about himself.
Stevie?
Yes?
Al Gore thinks that's a great idea. And Al Gore wishes you all a good morning, too.
Well, gentlemen, we had 3 candidates in the winner's circle last Tuesday. What did you think of their wins? And how would you analyze their victory speeches? We begin with Vice President Al Gore.
Well, Stevie, this battle for the Republican nomination is not over yet. And Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich certainly made that clear in their remarks on Tuesday night.
Indeed they did, sir. And I believe you have some audio clips for us from those victory speeches. First, we'll hear from Mitt Romney, who still seems to be having some trouble showing the sort of heartfelt emotion that's needed to connect with average voters. Let's listen to his remarks in Boston the other night.
Stevie?
Yes, sir?
We're having a little trouble here at the Bob Dole Institute bringing up those audio clips. But we found some other audio clips from the University of Kansas Library here that a representative of what each of the candidates had to say the other night. So here's Mitt Romney's surrogate describing Mitt Romney's problem, showing Mitt Romney's emotions. And remember, we're in Kansas.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony, above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper. If I only had a heart.
Wasn't that the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz?
Well, Stevie, Bob Dole told you, we're in Kansas.
That's right.
And Mitt Romney is certainly a tin man.
What about Rick Santorum?
Well, Stevie and Diane, Mitt Romney says that Rick Santorum has no path to the nomination. But this is the path his supporters in Ohio told Rick Santorum to follow last Tuesday night. Take a listen.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick, follow the yellow brick road. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find the ends of Wizard of Oz. If ever a wizard there was, if ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Follow the yellow brick road, and just where is the yellow brick road?
Well, Stevie, Bob Dole will tell you one thing. All roads pass through Kansas.
All right, moving right along, Vice President Al Gore, do you and Bob Dole have a suitable clip for Newt Gingrich?
Yes, we do, Stevie. This clip isn't exactly what Newt Gingrich said in Georgia on Tuesday night, but Al Gore and Bob Dole think it represents the spirit of his message. Let's have a listen.
If I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince, my regal robes of the forest were to be satin and not a cotton and not chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof and a royal growl. As I click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were king. Each rabbit would show respect to me. The chipmunks genuflect to me. Though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, or king. Just king.
Each rabbit would show respect to him, the chipmunks genuflect to him,
and his wife would be queen of the May.
I'll be monarch, and all I shall reign.
Gentlemen, the one man who hasn't won a primary or a caucus this year is Ron Paul. Did Ron Paul have any statement on Tuesday night?
Well, Stevie and Diane, allow Al Gore to answer that question. Congressman Paul was laying low on Tuesday night since he still hasn't won any of the contests. But several reporters did ring his doorbell the other night. And here is what Ron Paul had to say.
Who rang that bell?
We did.
Can't you read?
Read what?
The notice. What
what notice?
It's on the door, as plain as the nose on my face.
Fell out of the water. Please knock.
Well, that's more like it. Now, straight your business.
We want to see the wizard.
The wizard? But nobody can see the Great Oz. Nobody's ever seen the Great Oz. Even I've never seen him.
Well, then how do you know there is one?
Because he's in... I don't... You're wasting my time.
I have to admit, that fellow does sound a little bit like Ron Paul.
He does, doesn't he?
In any case, thank you, Bob Dole. Thank you, Al Gore.
You're welcome.
For your insightful look at the Republican primaries. Ladies and gentlemen, as you might have read, Congressman Barney Frank has been officially silenced for a day. So we will not have our weekly point-counterpoint exchange between him and Senator John McCain. But when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us a very timely public service announcement. You don't want to miss it. Right here on 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. And we'll be right back at 8:46 on 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. With political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, I know you have an important and timely public service announcement for us this morning.
That's right, Stevie, and timely is the key word. There we go. There's our clock. I want to remind you and Diane and all of our Connect FM listeners to set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tomorrow night. As of 2 a.m. Sunday morning, we'll be going back to daylight savings time, which means we'll get an extra hour of light at the end of each day, which together with the warm weather that we've enjoyed in recent weeks is a reminder that spring is just around the corner. So don't forget, fall ahead, spring back, set your clocks back 1 hour tomorrow night.
Wait a minute. Don't you mean fall back in the fall and spring ahead? We're supposed to set our clocks forward, not backward.
Well, that might be the conventional wisdom, but it's wrong. And you'll be 2 hours off if you set your clocks forward.
Oh, no. Diane says I'm right. Aren't I right, Diane? Diane says I'm right.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fall back, spring ahead. We're supposed to set our clocks forward an hour.
Forward.
Well, Diane and Stevie, listen, if I'm right and you guys are wrong, you'll be setting your clocks to 3 a.m. when they should be set to 1 a.m. You'll be losing 2 hours of
time. No. You're going to confuse everybody. Right. They should set their clocks ahead to 3 a.m. at 2 a.m.
Spring forward
on Sunday morning.
And
then you'll be losing 1 hour of sleep.
Well, some people will be losing more than that if they stay up until 2 a.m. just to change their clocks ahead to 3 a.m. Unless, of course, they set their clocks back to 1 a.m., in which case they'll be able to stay in bed an extra hour on Sunday morning.
You do this to us every spring and fall. You're just trying to confuse everybody.
Well, let's turn to three experts and hear what they have to say about losing sleep.
We might as well go to bed. Suppose the murderer comes back again. Shut up. You got nothing to worry about. If he stabs you in the head, he'll wreck his knife. And don't say murder anymore, will you?
Hey. What happened?
Wake up and go to sleep.
Or a facsimile thereof.
I love
Shut up.
Those three stooges. Four, if we count you, Bill, you knucklehead. It's set.
Wake up and go to sleep. Of course, you and Diane are right. I was just having some fun. So seriously, folks, don't forget, turn your clocks back an hour tomorrow night.
Very good.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Melberg. And even
turn them ahead 1 hour.
Forward. Forward.
Forward. Okay, we are out of time. Bill, always a pleasure, my friend. I thank you for your time and talent, sir.
Okay, don't forget.
Bring ahead.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill Melberg. Good evening with thepresidents.com. Diane, thank you again.
Enjoy the weekend.